I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A conference in Washington today on shareholder activism is exploring just how much power stockholders have over the companies in their investment portfolios. This discussion comes as the Securities and Exchange Commission ponders new rules that would give shareholders even more access to the executive boardroom. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, how much power do shareholders have, and how are they using it?
Quite a bit of power, Alex, but they don't use it nearly as much as they could. And that's been changing a little bit because of all the corporate scandals we've been living through the past couple of years. Investors are paying a lot more attention now. They're actually opening some of those blue shrink-wrapped packages that they're getting in the mail with their proxy voting materials.
So do the experts understand why it is that investors are not more involved in the companies that they own through their,
stocks? Sure. There are a couple of pretty obvious reasons. One is that a lot of investors simply don't understand what rights they have. And another is that there's a lot of homework involved in investing, and keeping up with all the stuff that you get to vote on can be difficult. But I put that question to Nell Minow of the Corporate Library. She's what you might call an uber shareholder activist. She thinks there's another reason.
I think in the past, shareholders have really trusted companies to do what was right. And I think we've all learned to our sorrow that you can't do that. That I think shareholders, particularly the institutional shareholders, the pension funds, the mutual funds, the foundations, the insurance companies, are taking a much closer look at these issues. And it's really important for those of us who invest through those vehicles to make sure that they're acting on our behalf.
Nell and a lot of other shareholder activists are hoping that the SEC is going to go ahead and go forward with a proposal that they're considering that would actually allow investors to nominate their own candidates to corporate boards of directors. That would be a big change. They can't do that now.
She mentioned mutual funds, Tess. There are 90 million households, yes, that own stock through mutual funds. What about their power as opposed to individual investors?
Well, when you hold a mutual fund, you're really turning over all your voting rights to the mutual fund company, to the trader, just like you're turning over the rights to pick which stocks are in that fund. But you do have some power to tell the mutual fund company how you want them to vote. And one of the changes that the SEC made recently was to force these mutual fund companies to divulge how they're voting on things like board members and stock options for executives. They didn't have to do that before, and now they do. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following the reaction to today's Supreme Court decision on campaign finance, as well as the stew over who's going to get to bid for Iraq reconstruction projects.
All right. Thank you, Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.